This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the unit to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with the joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month. He added that the new semiconductor unit in Jewar will attract investment of 3,700 crore rupees.
टोटल 3,700 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट है इसमें। ये प्लांट में 20,000 वेफर पर मंथ की कैपेसिटी होगी और जो चिप्स इससे बन के निकलेगी उसकी कैपेसिटी 36 मिलियन चिप्स पर मंथ का इसका रहेगा। अच्छा प्लांट है, बहुत ही एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी है इसमें। वेफर लेवल पैकेजिंग का एक टेक्नोलॉजी होता है वो इसमें लगेगा, विच मीन्स एंटायर वेफर के साथ सबस्ट्रेट को जोड़कर कम्प्लीट उसकी एडवांस्ड पैकेजिंग का।
31 Maoists, including 16 female Maoists, have been killed in the anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. In a press conference held in Bijapur, Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF Director General Gyanendra Pratap Singh, that this operation was lasted for about 21 days on Kiragutta Hill, situated on the Telangana border in Bijapur district of the state. A total of 21 encounters took place during this operation, which was conducted from April 21 to May 11 this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that the success of the security forces shows that the campaign towards rooting out Naxalism is moving in the right direction. Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued notices to Amazon India, Flipkart, Yubai India, Etsy, the Flag Company and the Flag Corporation over the sale of Pakistani flags and related merchandise. In a social media post, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said such insensitivity will not be tolerated. He said e-commerce platforms have been directed to immediately remove all such content and adhere to national laws. Jawaharlal Nehru University in Delhi has suspended a memorandum of understanding with Turkey's Inonu University. In a social media post, JNU said that the decision was taken in view of national security considerations. Under the MOU, there were plans for faculty and student exchange programs, among other initiatives. BJP hit out at the opposition Congress for raising questions on Operation Sindoor. Speaking to the media, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, in Operation Sindoor, the armed forces have shown their exceptional valour and precise competency. Mr. Trivedi said, Operation Sindoor is going on and Congress's consistent questions raise serious questions on their intention, which looks dubious. Mr. Trivedi said, commitment must be visible not just in words but also in actions. The spokesperson said, at a time when the nation must speak in one voice, such actions of Congress are not just inappropriate, they are irresponsible. Russia has announced that President Vladimir Putin will not attend the direct peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, scheduled to take place today in Istanbul, Turkey. Instead, the Kremlin has confirmed that presidential aide Vladimir Medinsky will lead the Russian delegation. Other members of the delegation include Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Galuzin, General Staff Director Igor Kostyukov, and Deputy Defense Minister Alexander Fomin. Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had expressed his willingness to meet Mr. Putin in person if the Russian leader agreed, stating that he would do everything possible to make such a face-to-face meeting happen. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a landmark agreement with Qatar to generate an economic exchange worth at least $1.2 trillion, highlighting his second stop in a high-profile Middle East tour. During the visit, Mr. Trump announced economic deals totaling more than $243.5 billion between the United States and Qatar, including a historic sale of Boeing aircraft and GE Aerospace engines to Qatar Airways. In badminton, top Indian shuttlers will be in action at the pre-quarterfinals of Thailand Open in Bangkok this morning. In men's singles, Tarun Manipalli will take on Denmark's Anders Antonsson. Manipalli secured his spot in the last 16 with an impressive straight sets victory over Malaysia's Justin Ho, 21-19, 21-16. In women's singles, top Indian shuttler Malvika Bansod will face Thailand's Ratnachok Intanon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.